You're listening to SBS News.
There have been more setbacks and successes in the battle to end the coronavirus pandemic with worldwide vaccine progress. In Portugal, the vaccination campaign is accelerating in response to a recent rise in coronavirus cases in the capital. The Portuguese government has already banned travel in and out of the Lisbon region on weekends, and new restrictions could be unveiled for Lisbon after a cabinet meeting on Thursday. Portugal's president, Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa, is inviting more people to attend vaccination centres.
Here we are, precisely to call on the attention to this priority. This is a run against the clock for the Portuguese with their collaboration.
As the vaccine rollout continues, a new report has identified rare cases of heart inflammation in adolescents are probably linked to the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Doctors are advising the US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention of the risk associated with mRNA shots in young adults, particularly men, which is noticeably higher after the second dose. The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices is meeting to consider a possible connection between the heart condition and the mRNA vaccines. In the United States, New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo has determined the state of emergency to manage coronavirus is over.
It expires tomorrow. It will not be renewed. It will punctuate the expiration of the emergency that we have been in because New Yorkers rallied and essential workers rallied. Let's give everyone a round of applause.
Guidelines remain in place for unvaccinated people who need to keep wearing masks. Meanwhile, Cuba has registered a record number of new confirmed coronavirus infections for the second time in a week. On Wednesday, more than 2,000 people had contracted COVID-19. And new cases have increased in Israel, where plans to permit entry to vaccinated tourists have been delayed by a month. Health officials have also detected an infection surge in the United Kingdom, as Prime Minister Boris Johnson met the Queen in person. Prime Minister Johnson finally saw Her Majesty for the first time in 15 months after they were kept apart by the pandemic. During the meeting, Queen Elizabeth expressed sympathy for Britain's Health Minister Matt Hancock, who has faced criticism over the government's response to the COVID-19 crisis.
It's most extraordinary, isn't it?
It is.
I've just been talking to your Secretary of State for Health, poor man. He came for Privy Council.
Oh, yes.
The UK recorded more than 16,000 new infections on Wednesday, and the international coronavirus case tally is approaching 200 million. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.